A bipartisan committee of lawmakers voted unanimously to remove several sentences in the first argument in support of legalizing marijuana.
This is really a new low to deny voters information from both sides.
That's Brian Vicente, the co-director of the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. Vicente helped write Amendment 64, which would legalize small amounts of marijuana for people over the age of 21. He says several lawmakers weren't clear on the actual vote.
With that vote, they removed key arguments, and in fact, at the end of the day, the arguments against Amendment 64 now have 75% more words than the arguments for. So it really is just fundamentally unfair.
Nonpartisan legislative staff writes the Blue Book language as an impartial guide for voters, but a committee of lawmakers gives the final approval. It takes a supermajority vote to make changes, so usually lawmakers only tweak minor things, but not with the marijuana initiative. Republican Senator Mark Scheffel of Parker proposed changing some wording and eliminating several sentences during a hearing last week.
I would move that the first argument for read as follows. Current state policies that criminalize marijuana fail to prevent its use and availability and have contributed to an underground market. By creating a framework for marijuana to be legal, taxed, and regulated under state law, Amendment 64 provides a new direction for the state, period.
But a handful of Democratic lawmakers say they didn't know they were voting to get rid of main parts of the argument, language that said marijuana may benefit people with debilitating conditions, that it may be less harmful than tobacco and alcohol, and uses state resources prosecuting a low-level crime. House Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino of Denver says he would have voted no.
And so several of us voted for the motion, even though if it was clear what the motion was, I think that wouldn't have passed.
But Ferrandino and others didn't have the votes to reverse the decision. Still, he says that doesn't mean he supports marijuana legalization. He says he's still undecided. Many lawmakers in both parties are cool to the idea, worrying it'll lead to more addiction problems and use among young people. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.